Now, will you notice as we continue to move down, verse 22, and this is a glorious verse, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake." Have you taken the name of the Lord? Is he your Savior today? Are you resting in him? May I say to you, he says he'll not forsake you. Again, he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." How wonderful he is. "And because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people." Now, when you say today, why did God choose the nation Israel? Don't look to the people, look to God. God says, "I did it," and that's enough. And God chose you. And maybe some of your friends are wondering why. But God chose you, and that's enough. And God chose me. Oh, thank God for that. He could have sure passed me by. But I rejoice that he did that, friends. How marvelous and wonderful it is. This is great here listening to this man Samuel. Aren't you glad today you're the Lord's friends? And you're on his side, that you've trusted him as Savior, and that he's for you, he's not against you. He wants to help you. He's a mighty helper, friends, and he's a Savior. Saves to the uttermost. Now let me move on. This is so wonderful. Now I read verse 23. "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I'll teach you the good and the right way." Now, I have found in this radio ministry that a great many people have a gift, and I believe it's a gift from God, of prayer. I think it's one of the great gifts. I thank God for a group of people in Southern California. God has given to them a ministry of prayer. I'm enjoying my greatest ministry today, friends, and I think largely because of the prayers of God's people across this land. It's been wonderful. It's been marvelous to come to Chicago, this great city that I came to as a boy, a stranger. And now today, an old man, I move around, and this fellow shakes hands with me, and he says, "You know, I've been praying for you for years." Well, I feel like stopping and weeping and almost getting down on my knees before him, because it's wonderful to pray for others. And Samuel said to the nation, he said, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord." It's to sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. And that means each one of us has a prayer responsibility. I feel a great responsibility to pray for a certain group of ministers in this country that are my friends, most of them, but I've been in their churches. I know something of their problems, and I pray for them regularly. I try to, once a week, take my prayer list, and I go down that list and remember these men. They're wonderful men of God. And then I have a responsibility to my family. If I'm not going to pray for them, who will? And then I have a responsibility to radio. I feel like that I ought to pray about this. I pray about this every day. May I say to you that these are wonderful responsibilities, and you have a responsibility, Christian friend, because we need prayer today, and we ought to pray for one another. We have now a group that meet. Our staff's been doing it for a long time, and we take requests that come in. Pray for people, a lot of needy people. They listen to us. If they're nice enough to listen to us and write us lovely letters, certainly we ought to pray for them. God forbid that we'd sin against the Lord, ceasing to pray for you. And it's a very wonderful passage of Scripture, by the way. Now he goes on. This is the swan song of Samuel, and it's great. Verse 24, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you." I haven't been to a football game in a long time, but the last time I went was at the Rose Bowl, in a Rose Bowl game in Pasadena. And I sat next to a man that was rooting for the other team. And I want to tell you, he was a nut. That team would make an inch out on the field. He went to his feet, and you'd think he was having a conniption fit of some kind. My, how he carried on. And I thought, as I looked at that fellow, and he irritated me because he's rooting for the other side, I thought, my, I wish I had that enthusiasm for the things of God. My friend, today we need that, to serve him with all our hearts. Verse 25, but if ye shall still do wickedness, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. What a message this man Samuel gives at this time.